This is an All Ears English Podcast, episode 1288. Are you good at keeping in touch?
Welcome to the All Ears English Podcast, downloaded more than 130 million times. We believe in connection, not perfection, with your American hosts, Lindsay McMahon, the English adventurer, and Michelle Kaplan, the New York radio girl, coming to you from Los Angeles and New York City, USA. And to take your learning deeper with real-time transcripts and vocabulary practice, download our app on your iOS device. Go to allearsenglish.com/bonuses. Do you do a good job of keeping up your long-distance relationships? The best way to fix this is to be honest with people. Find out how to do this in English so that you can maintain your most important relationships. This podcast is sponsored by Indeed. As a business owner myself, I've learned that the most important key to success is having a great team. But it can be time-consuming, reading through tons of resumes. Need to hire a great candidate at your company? Why not eliminate the busy work? Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so that you can connect with candidates faster. Just in the minute that I've been talking to you, 23 hires were made on Indeed, according to Indeed data worldwide. So join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. Listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/AEE. Just go to Indeed.com/AEE right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/AEE. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed. Hey, Michelle, how's it going?
Hey, Lindsay, I'm good. I'm good. Happy New Year. Happy
2020. Oh my gosh, it's January 1st, 2020. I can't believe it.
I know. I can't believe it either. Oh my gosh. So exciting to be in a new decade. I wonder what will happen.
I know. It's amazing. A new decade, literally. Oh my God, I can't believe it. Yeah. I don't know. What do you think is going to happen in this decade?
Oh gosh. I don't know.
Who knows?
Lots of things, I'm sure. It'll be weird to then think on this moment and the next 10 years. So anyway, sure. Happy to live in the moment though.
Exactly. I mean, one thing that I'm reflecting on as we move into a new decade is my relationships, my friendships.
Yeah. Lindsay, I mean, are you good at keeping in touch with people?
No, that's the problem. That's exactly the problem.
Yeah.
I'm not good.
Oh, really?
And I just got a text message from my one good friend from college that I'm still in touch with, the one that I've hung on to.
Yeah.
And she just texted me to see if everything was okay with the fires in California. So she doesn't even know that I'm not in California anymore. So that's how bad I am.
That's funny. Okay.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh. So Lindsay, yeah. Did you let her know that you don't live there?
I'm going to get on the phone with her probably soon and catch up and let her know that we're in Denver. She doesn't even know. So yeah, this is a problem that I don't know why, but I'm not that good at maintaining like long distance friendships because I think part of the problem is texting feels weird to me.
Oh, really?
Yeah. I'd feel like I never know what to say in a text message.
That's funny. I can understand that. I feel like I've gotten better at texting and not, yeah, like the, I mean, one of my friends just moved abroad.
Okay.
And like, I, you know, we'll like be on WhatsApp. And so we try and stay in touch, but yeah, sometimes then I can forget. Or do you ever do that thing where you see the message and then you respond in your head and then later you realize that you never actually responded?
Yep. Definitely.
So terrible. It's such a bad habit that I have to stop.
It's so bad. That's why I wish that at least on the iPhone, they had a little thing that could say, they could mark it as you need to respond. Even if you've read it,
there's no way to mark need to respond. You know what I mean? That's my trouble. So
yeah, I do the same thing. It's terrible. But yeah, Lindsay, actually recently we did an episode about how to get in touch with someone that you haven't spoken to in a while and the best way to connect. So that was episode 1272, how to keep the important people in your life. So that was not too long ago. And we were talking in that episode and you came up with this idea. Yep. You were saying about how you can be honest and tell someone that you're not really good at keeping in touch, which is really, I mean, it's admitting a fault about yourself, right? Yeah,
for sure. But I think it's a safe route to go because then people kind of know what to expect and they don't take it personally. You know, they know that there has to be a little extra effort on my part and on their part maybe to come after the person. You know, you really have to pursue people if you want to maintain those friendships.
Right. And I think it's important because, you know, you have to know yourself. You have to be honest. Like what you were saying, if you're upfront and honest with someone, they may not get as upset because you've kind of warned them and you're kind of, I think, you know, it's good to be self-deprecating about it, right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Exactly.
To acknowledge that you have this problem and I have it too. So I'm not just talking about you. I have this problem too. But I think, I mean, and I guess this is for the both of us, you know, first we have to think about, you know, why aren't we good at keeping in touch?
For sure. No, I'm really glad you asked that question. And before we go into that, I also want to mention this is interesting because it's unique. I think this may be somewhat unique to American culture because we do move around so much, right? Like my experience talking to some of our listeners and our English students in the past is that often people end up living in the same city sometimes that they grew up in and everyone's kind of still there, right? But like here in the US, I mean, I can tell you my college friends or one or two close friends from college are all over the US. People are in Boston. I'm here in Denver. People are all over the place. So it's kind of a special problem that I think we have here.
Yeah. People are all over the place. Like, to be honest, like all of my best like friends or my oldest friends live in a different place.
Yeah.
So it's kind of hard because sometimes I'm like, oh, if they lived like right next door, like I'd have so much fun, you know, and, you know, I wish some of them, I wish all of them lived closer. Yeah. So it can be tough. I mean, but, you know, why is it so hard? I mean, I think it's, you know, it's out of being busy or like you mentioned, Lindsay, maybe not good with technology or not comfortable with it.
Yeah. I mean, so it's a good question. Why? I think, for me, like I struggle. Okay, it's part of it is the technology piece, and part of it is for me, conversation is so natural in person. Like right now, our conversation is pretty natural and easy, or like physically in person. But when it comes to generating conversation through a text message, it just feels very fabricated and weird to me.
I can definitely understand that. Yeah, it does feel a little bit different. Like to type out, like you can't text out like a long story.
No, definitely not that for sure. So then in that case, I always feel better when I get on the phone. But I have a hard time. Like what do I say to start the conversation? Sometimes, you know what I mean? Even if they're good friends, it's like, it just feels like there's not much to say by text message. I don't know. Maybe it's me. I'm weird.
No. I understand what you mean. You can't like let go in the same way because you're writing and you're, it's like, it's a different mindset than just letting the words naturally flow. Yeah,
exactly. And I wouldn't consider myself a digital native. I would say digital natives are like 10 years younger, right? Yeah. Or 20 years younger. My generation, I didn't even have a phone. I didn't start texting till well into my late 20s, probably.
Yeah. How about you? I don't know. I mean, I feel comfortable with texting, but it's hard to have a long conversation. So that's definitely what I would think. But, you know, I think there could be a lot of reasons why it's hard to keep in touch and even beyond texting, right? Like, I mean, maybe like for you, Lindsay, you just moved. You went through a big life change. Like you're so busy
going
through that. Then sometimes it kind of takes a lot to get into that big conversation.
Yeah, for sure. For sure. It takes time. It takes mental, like you have to be mentally, have the space for it. But there's no excuse. I mean, these friendships are so important. You can't make a new old friend, as they say, right? It's a famous quote, I think.
Exactly. So, you know, you have to tell the person, you know, you have to be honest. Yeah. So today, guys, we're going to act as if you have been in touch with someone after a while and you're excited to talk but you want to let them know that it's hard for you okay. to get together or talk, right? Because we have done recent episodes about this. And unfortunately, we also did, and I don't want to call us this, Lindsay, because
we're not this.
There's a difference, right?
Yeah, but there is a difference.
There's a difference. So, but we did do, if you want to listen to more episodes about friendship, we did do episode 1268, which is, are you a fair weather friend?
Ooh. Yeah, totally different thing, but kind of in the same general direction, yeah. I guess. Yeah. So guys, check out that episode. And I bet a lot of our listeners might be struggling with this too. So again, I think it's really good to put it all out on the table ahead of time.
Oh, that's a good phrase.
When you're saying goodbye to someone, or even when you first meet, this could be for new friends too. Like, right? So you take someone's number for the first time and you say, I'm really bad at, you know, keeping up, but I hope you'll reach out to me. I'll try to reach out to you. We should meet up, have a drink, that kind of thing.
Stop hesitating, stop forgetting words, and start speaking naturally. If these are your goals for 2024, then get ready for our B2 English Fluency course coming very soon. It will help you complete all of these goals in a clear study plan. The course will be available soon, but you can take action today by completing our fluency quiz. To get your fluency level, go to allearsenglish.com/fluency score. See you there.
Right, right, right. Exactly. So, Lindsay, what are some things that we can say? I mean, I think start off with something positive, like, oh, it's so great to see you. Or what else, Lindsay?
Or you could say, I'm so glad we ran into each other.
Yeah. Or it's great to catch up. Right. So I guess in these situations, we're imagining it's not a new friend. It's somebody that you've run into. But again, it could be also used in a just slightly different way for when you meet someone new. Like, it's great to meet you. Right.
Yeah, for sure. For sure. And then the second thing we want to do is express a desire to continue the connection. I think this is so important, especially today that we're all so busy. You kind of need to be explicit, whether you just met the person or you just ran into the person, or whether they're a longtime friend that you're saying goodbye to. You got to be clear that you actually want that connection in your life.
Right. So, I mean, what's something you could say?
You could say, I'd love to stay in touch.
Or you could say, it'd be great to talk more.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. And then comes the part where we're loading
the boom. Uh-oh.
Yeah, dropping the bomb. So here, what do we say, Michelle?
All right. This is kind of a long one, but I just want to stick in something that you had said, Lindsay. You said, I'm really bad at. Yeah. Right. And that's kind of self-deprecating. And you can just say, I'm really bad at keeping in touch. Right.
Yeah. Yeah. I like that one. And it's very straightforward, but it's not too heavy. You know, you want to keep it somewhat light here, right? So
Right. And this is a little bit more formal, but you can kind of keep it light. Like, you can say something like, I've been so busy, so please excuse me if I something like, so please excuse me if I sometimes take a day or two to respond, or please excuse me if I can't meet for a couple weeks or something like that.
Yeah, I love that. I love that. Or you could say, staying in touch is not my strong suit, but I really want to talk more. So that's a good bonus phrase for today for
strong
our listeners.
Strong suit. Saying something is not your strong suit is another way to say you're not good at it.
Yeah, it's not my strength, right? That's so good. That one's going into the app, guys.
It's
so
going
again,
into the app.
You could make that part of your personal power list to have all your key vocabulary words in one place, plus real-time transcripts. Go to allearsenglish.com/bonuses on your iOS device. Okay, guys.
Exactly. Cool. So yeah, staying in touch is not my strong suit, but I really want to talk more. And then let's end on a positive note. Let's give a plan of action that's positive. So for example, you could say something like, if you don't hear from me, please remind me.
Yeah, I like that idea. If you don't, yeah, that's good. So what to do about it, right?
Yeah.
Or seriously, get in touch, because I'm sure I can do something this month. So you are being honest. You're saying, I know I have the time. It might be hard for me to reach out and do that. Make it happen. Yeah.
Right. Yeah, guys. So these are kind of four steps that you can take to do this without kind of getting someone angry or upset or just feeling like you don't care.
Yeah, exactly. So the key here is kind of blaming yourself, right? Not making them feel like they're the problem.
Right. Put it on yourself. Make them feel valued, right? And like I said, you can be a little self-deprecating. Oh, I'm really bad at this. I'm so sorry. You know, like, you can even say something like, oh, I'm a mess or something.
I'm a mess. Right. I can't even match my socks. Like that.
That's definitely self-deprecating. So that's a special kind of way to talk, but it can be helpful in these situations.
Yeah, for sure. for sure. And then the other piece here is the reflective part, right? So on this show, we love to reflect. We like to give you guys a chance to, how can we think about our lives on a greater scale than just language, right? Like, how can we live a better life? So there is some reflection that has to happen here, you know? Why is it hard to stay in touch, even if you know you want to? Things we can do, like keep a journal, set reminder. Right. I like that, Michelle.
I've started doing this. I literally will have, if I forgot to respond someone, now I've started putting in my phone the person's name.
Yes. Yeah. Okay. That's good.
As an alarm.
One thing, this is even worse than what I've shared before, but I am bad at remembering birthdays too sometimes. Yeah. So I've got an app that I downloaded. I think I pay like $2 a month for it, but I don't care. It's just a birthday reminder. So
really? Oh, that's funny.
For everyone. Yes.
That's helpful.
Yeah. So I've forgotten birthdays in the past and it's really embarrassing and awful. So don't want to do that anymore. So any way we can use technology to set things up. And the other piece I want to say is being around people who are exactly the opposite in this department. People who actually are really good at pursuing friendships and keeping friendships.
That's a good idea.
I have some people like that in my life that are just really good at it. And I watch them and I'm like, wow, I have to learn from you. They are just constantly texting people, keeping up with people. Like something pops into their head and they just send it off to whoever that applies to. And start a conversation all the time. It's amazing.
That's awesome. That's good. Yeah. Okay, awesome, Lindsay. So what's the takeaway for today?
Wow. So the takeaway is the best way to connect, guys, whether it's through English or, of course, your native language, but here it's in English, is being honest, being upfront about the fact that maybe you're not that good at maintaining a connection, keeping in touch, but you want to.
Right. Yeah. Exactly. And blame yourself if you have to, you know, warn the person. Yeah. But also think about how you can improve.
Yeah, exactly. Let's try to change this, because at the end of our lives, we want to have those friends, right? That's so important. That's so key. I love that.
Yeah, exactly. I love it too. Okay, well, this is a good, also a new, kind of a New Year's resolution episode.
It is, Michelle. It is. It's a good way to start the year. And yeah, this has to be my resolution this year, I think, for sure.
Me too. All right, so. We can do it.
We can do it, Michelle. All right, let's check in again maybe in a few months. So.
Okay.
See how it goes. All right, have a good one. Talk to you soon.
You too. Bye.
All right, bye. Thanks for listening to All Ears English. If you are taking IELTS this year, get your estimated band score with our 2-minute quiz. Go to allearsenglish.com/myscore. And if you believe in connection, not perfection, then hit subscribe now to make sure you don't miss anything. See you next time.
It's lunchtime at Tim Hortons, and we're serving up a special deal just for you. Our new $5.99 lunch deal includes your choice of any lunch sandwich and a side of crunchy kettle chips. Because what's lunch without a little crunch? And the sandwich choice is all yours, like a ham and Swiss, Chipotle chicken wrap, BLT, and more, made to order just the way you like it. Tim Hortons' new lunch deal, simple, delicious, and just $5.99. Now that's a good deal, only at your neighborhood Tim's. U.S. only. Price and participation vary. Terms apply.